inspiring. I want, my speech is about the ladder of transformation, the ladder of transformation, of self-transformation, the ladder of transformation. How is it that recent former slaves who'd been slaves for 210 years were able to, after 49 days, stand before Hashem, speak to Hashem, merit to speak to Hashem? 3 million, more than 3 million men, women, and children. How is that possible? They transform themselves in what's called the ladder of transformation. And it is it's something that happens each and every year since then. It was happened over 3,300 years ago. And we have that opportunity to do that every year, which is the Sfira Ta'omer. It's the mitzvah is given in Parshas Vayikra, in Parshas in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Emor. It contains the command to count the Omer for 7 full weeks, starting with the day after Pesach began. Now, interestingly, the Ramban quotes the Zohar and relates the counting of the Omer for 7 weeks to the 7 clean days of a woman before she reunites with her husband. The giving of the Torah is often compared to the marriage, we've heard it today, between Hashem and the Jewish people. Leading up to the marriage, we are supposed to count the 7 weeks, which are like the 7 days. And Ramban goes on to say that all Jews need to view the period of this 7 weeks as a time period to refine ourselves, to remove the shells, remove klipot, remove everything that makes us impure. If we're successful and we move in the right direction, Shavuot will be very powerful for us. And for the 3,000 years since this happened, we're supposed to be doing this every year. And the question is, and I don't want anyone to answer this question out loud, but I want us to think about it honestly. Answer this privately in your heart. Did each of us spend the last 45 days counting every day and every night, seeking the truth of our lives, refining ourselves of any and all behaviors that we have that have caused issues in our life, caused issues with people we loved, caused issues with our children or our spouses or our coworkers? So did we achieve that? Let's go on. Rev Nevensall says the Omer count is an act of sanctity. He says that every day of the Omer count is holy, and that each day of the Omer is needed to focus specifically on trying to emulate Hashem. If every day of the Omer count is holy, again, and it's supposed to have a specific purpose, what is that purpose? How many of us actually do this, and how can we do this? That's what led me to write Journey Together, 49 Steps to Transforming a Family. And it's a book, Orem is the publisher, and I've spoken about it here at the OU Center before, because, as Sprincy pointed out, every month has a certain power to it. Every month does. So the OU Center had me come and speak about each month and how that relates to the Sfira Ta'omer and how it relates to everything involving the Omer, of the Omer. So our mission is really supposed to be to make every single day of the Omer count special for me. We're supposed to get closer to preparing ourselves to be able to receive and accept Matan Torah on Shavuot. So here's the real question. How did recent former slaves transform themselves? It was from performing the mitzvah of counting the Omer. All right. I just want to just briefly read a couple of things from, describe briefly. So in the path of purification was paved then and by our ancestors at Har Sinai and now by the counting of the Omer. The gates that they opened up by doing this, the road is made clear for anyone who wants to improve 7 attributes. Let's figure out what those attributes are. Some people may or may not know that each week of the Omer is associated with 7 attributes. The first week is chesed. We've talked a lot about chesed today. We've talked about chesed. The first week is chesed. So Avraham is the shepherd who personified that. Chesed, as we know, means loving kindness. But we're supposed to assess ourselves as relates to that. Is it good to have, in all the speaking today, yes, we need to have chesed. But if we have a child or a spouse or someone we love and know who's an addict, are we supposed to buy them the alcohol? Are we supposed to buy them the drugs? No, we're not. That would not be an act of chesed. That would be an act of something else, a distraction. All right, so chesed is week one. And we start counting right after Pesach. We're supposed to analyze for ourselves, and the book helps us do this with stories from the Bible, with stories from modern day. Henning Machlis is mentioned in the book, a friend, and we're inspired each and every day by people we know, by Torah stories, and by people we know who perform these acts and do them well and in proper balance. So let's take a look at chesed. So do we show too much of it? Do we show too little of it? It is possible to give too much to children. It is possible to be used by other people. It is possible that other people use and actually abuse us. So I take my background and I write this book to infuse it with Torah, but also to infuse it with how are we going to change and transform ourselves in these 49 days, because that is our task. It wasn't something that was done once. We're commanded to count the Omer for 49 days, year after year. And when you think about it, this period of time is very important, and Journey Together takes you through that. But I'll tell you another 49-day period of time. It's from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. So it's very interesting that Hashem creates two 49-day periods where we actually are meant to do this tshuva and this self-transformation. So chesed, we should analyze ourselves and talk to ourselves privately. The book Journey Together helps us do that. Do we have too much of it? Do we have too little of it? Are there people who use us and abuse us? We have to assess that. Let's take a look at gevurah. Gevurah is strength, but it's also restraint. Strength and restraint. Sometimes it takes more strength to restrain ourselves from doing or saying something than it does to actually do it. So gevurah is personified by Yitzhak. He's the shepherd. You know, Avraham Avinu is chesed. Yitzhak is gevurah. What is the situation with gevurah? Again, do we show too much of it or too little of it? Do we restrain ourselves from telling our children every single thing they should be doing, as opposed to letting them make some decisions on their own? Do we restrain ourselves from physical addictions or from emotional addictions? Or do we restrain ourselves from being around the wrong people? So again, in our lives, we're supposed to transform ourselves in this period of time and work on gevurah. Chesed's the right arm. Gevurah is the left arm. Teferet is the balance, and it's the third week of the Sefira. Teferet is where we are in our hearts, in our souls, and it represents harmony and balance. Yaakov Avinu is the shepherd for Teferet. Teferet is a balance. Teferet is when you have figured out how to give the right amount of love, but not suffocate. When you have the right amount of restraint, but you don't let somebody chas v'shalom hurt themselves or drown themselves or do anything like that, but you're there in the proper level. So teferet is the balance. It's harmony. All right. The next level is netzach. Netzach is endurance. That's week four of the Omer count, and the book describes every week and describes what we're supposed to be doing day after day after day. So chesed shebechesed is day one. Gevurah shebechesed is day two of the Omer count. Teferet shebechesed is day three. And every day of the 49 days has a magical, Kabbalistic mission that we're supposed to achieve. And Journey Together takes it day by day, what we're supposed to work on. Three questions for adults, three questions for children. The goal is that people talk at the family table and get to themselves figure it out. Try to do it with your spouse if they're open to it. If they're not, do it yourself. Do it with your children. Take it from there. Netzach is endurance. Interestingly enough, everybody thinks that Netzach is personified. They're surprised that Netzach is personified by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the humblest person that ever lived, so everyone thinks he's affiliated with Hod, but Hod came easy to him. Humility came easy to him. Netzach, the endurance with which he had to teach the Jewish people. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu's remarks when it just happened. It's going to happen very soon. When the Jewish, we've been in the desert for about a year and a month. We're getting ready to go into Eretz Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be Mashiach. The sin of the spies occurs, and Hashem says they're not going into the desert, and you're going to have to teach them every day until these people, the men 20 through 50 to 60 die. Moshe Rabbeinu's words in the Torah are, kill me now. I don't want to do this stiff-necked people. I don't want to teach them. Kill me now. So that's why he is the shepherd for Netzach. He's the shepherd for Netzach because he endured and he taught. And he did something he did not want to have to do. And by the end, in Devarim, when Moshe dies, the people love him, and they're dedicated to him. And he literally changed. Hod is the fifth week. Hod is the week where we learn humility. And Aaron HaKohen, Aaron is the shepherd for Hod. So again, Chesed. What's the right balance? Too much, too little? Where are we? Assess ourselves. Where do we have to strengthen ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally? Who walks all over us? Who takes advantage of us? Who do we use? Who do we take advantage of? Well, it's a self-assessment. It's a private, personal self-assessment. Gevurah, too much or too little? A lot of people have a lot of strength. Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemo, had a lot of strength, okay? But you have to have it properly, in proper balance. Exactly. So Tiferet is that balance. Netzach is endurance. You can have bad people, people who are members of ISIS are very committed to their cause, but that doesn't mean it's a good cause. So in Netzach, what are the causes that we have endurance about? What are the issues we have endurance about? Who do we want to be? What are we strong about? What aren't we strong about? Hod, humility. Too much, too little. I mean, it's, again, I know that they say, we're taught that hod, humility, and anger are two traits that we're really, those we can be on extremes. But everything else should be the median, is we're taught in Yiddishkeit. But the reality is, hod, humility, about what should we be humble? With whom should we be humble? If somebody is abusing us, are we going to take it? What are we going to do about it? When do you stand up for yourself? What do you do? All right. Chesed, week one. Gevurah, week two. Tiferet, week three. Netzach, week four. Hod is week five. And now we have Yesod. Yesod is represented by Yosef. Yosef, the person who was sold by his brothers. Yesod is togetherness. It's it's harmony. Bonding. It's bonding with another person. So Yosef Avinu, sold by his brothers into enslavement. Phenomenal. Lives in Egypt alone for 22 years. Keeps Jewish. Stays Jewish. Isn't influenced by Mitzrayim, later brings his brothers back, and once he finds out that they are standing up for Benjamin, and Yehuda says, take me, but not him, you know, my father will not live if you take him, then Yosef knows they've done tshuva, and it's okay. So Yosef is the shepherd for Yesod. He always stayed bonded with Hashem, even in Mitzrayim. Okay? When we do the work we're supposed to do for each of the 6 weeks, it leads to, exactly, and I'm trying to, can everybody read this, or am I writing too low? Okay, Malchut, kingship, sovereignty, leadership over our own lives. So Malchut is represented by David HaMelech. He's the shepherd for Malchut. And we're in the week of Malchut. Today is Tiferet Sheba Malchut. Today's the day that we're supposed to have mastered our bonding, proper bonding with other people, and harmony with other people, and good people, and the right people. And where we master that. And there are many, many, many examples of it in, again, biblically and in modern day life. But we're supposed to achieve Malchut, and that's what these former recent slaves did 3,000 years ago. And that's why they merited to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. So these are the steps that we take to walk towards that. Any questions, any comments, any thoughts? Yes. Yes, Tiferet is Yaakov, Moshe Netzach, Aaron Hod, Yosef is Yesod, and David HaMelech is Malchut. All right?
Moshe is Netzach?
Yes, Moshe is Netzach. All righty. So now it's a good time to ask ourselves, when we counted the Omer this year, and don't feel bad about it, because everybody just rattles through the numbers, and if they're lucky, they don't miss a day, and then they have to stop counting, and that's what happens. So did we count the Omer this year, each and every day, in a life-transforming way? Because that's the ladder of transformation. This is the ladder of transformation. The Sefirot HaOmer is... That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we're supposed to achieve. What do most of us do? Sometimes we don't even know what the sphera are. Sometimes we don't know what day it is. Sometimes we skip and then we quit. And nobody should. This is what I would dare say 80% of Jews. That's where we're at. So it's not. It's just something to change. It's not something to feel bad about.
You don't have to stop counting, just you don't say the
bracha,
but you can keep counting.
But what I'm saying is, I think there's people who count and don't have a clue that day is associated with a sphera. Yeah, no, nachon. Now, yes, I understand. And you don't say the bracha the next day if you forgot the night before. I understand. Yes, ma'am.
Small point.
No. Terrific. It's good. Kol hakavod. That's terrific. So basically, I read something. I let Zmira know that I wanted to call this the ladder of transformation. Whenever it was, a couple weeks ago. And then I recently read an article by Rabbi Dr. Natan Lopez Cardozo, and who wrote, nothing is more dangerous for a person than to remain spiritually stale. And for this reason, we're required to count the 49 days of the Omer. And then he used this phrase, we are asked to climb a ladder of 49 spiritual steps, each day adding another dimension to our souls. So I gave you the name before, but I was glad to read that Dr. Cardozo also liked that. So basically, we're over, we're late, everybody's tired, you all have been gracious. Again, I want to thank the family that sponsored this. It's just hearing from your granddaughter and you, and it's just magnificent, and I really colic a vote for what you're doing. So I just wanted to say that Journey Together really does take us through each and every day of the Omer count. It zeroes in on that spirit combination, the one we should be working on for that day, because there is special energy for that day when we want to work on that. And it provides inspirational stories from all walks of life, modern-day Israel, historic, biblical, a lot of histories in it. And it, we have to, what we do well or poorly, we want to know what we do well or poorly, because we have to examine. If I'm really talented at chesed, well, is it too far? Is it too far? Am I affecting the lives of people around me? So the focus during the Omer count should be to cure deficiencies within us, in our relationships with each other, and also in our relationship with Hashem. And that's the goal. When we have accomplished physically, we show restraint not to eat if we're diabetic or if we're overweight. We show restraint not to do the things that harm us. If we're emotionally, we know we interfere too much in the lives of some of our children. What are we going to do to have gevura there, to restrain ourselves? We love them. We don't restrain our love. But how do we restrain ourselves? So there are, from my background in social psychology and counseling psychology and teaching and business and all the things I did over the years, that's how this book was written. So basically, this is our mission at this time of the year, and as we head towards Shavuot. But it's going to be our mission again, Rosh Chodesh Elul up until Yom Kippur. Oddly enough, I mean, it's except for Shabbat, the tshuva and this process of refining ourselves is one of the longest mitzvahs we have to do. We're supposed to honestly assess our weaknesses as well as our strengths, identify areas we need to change, set goals, go about doing it. And what we do this year, year after year, will transform us. It changes us continually. So I was going to talk a lot more, but I realized I was supposed to be finished at 12:45. So I'd love questions. If anybody has any now, they want to share anything, they want to ask questions, or I can also talk to people afterwards. Teferet Sheba Malchut.
So, practically speaking, what does that mean?
Okay, so Teferet is where we're supposed to have established harmony. It's this is loving kindness is too much loving kindness. The Gevurah is too much strength. We're supposed to harmonize that. So, if it's Teferet Sheba Malchut, it means we're supposed to have mastered the 7 days we already did Teferet when we worked on it in our third week, and we learned Teferet, Shebet, Teferet. So we're supposed to take harmony and bonding and work it into sovereignty over our lives. So, for example, if we have a relationship that's out of balance, let's say we have a boss that takes too much advantage of us. Let's say we have children who have us do too much for them. Let's say we have a spouse who's too demanding. Let's say we have anything. So we have to search for, we will have done the work 7 days in the week of Teferet a few weeks ago, and we will have explored that. And right now we're supposed to achieve mastery of that balance, mastery of that harmony. So that the things that are keeping us up at night, we hopefully dealt with here, but we're going to do it in here. So it's mastering our life in the area of balance and harmony with others, all other relationships in our life, 360, parents, children, siblings, daughters-in-laws, sons-in-laws. You fill in the blank. How do you do it? Okay, it's a really good question. If you want to buy the book, it takes you day by day. It gives an overview chapter. It takes you day by day and will literally guide you through how you do this. And that's what I did at the OU Center, where I came once a month, and at the beginning of the month, we talked about that month's energy, and we literally had assignments. I mean, not assignments, but, you know, people would sit at the table, and they would work on, okay, what are the two most important things that are keeping you up right now and bothering you? Okay, it wasn't public, it was private. And then we would talk about, okay, what three steps are you going to take to do that? And examples would be given. And so it was, it's... Yes, one example of, I'll give you an example. I taught high school when I was 19, and almost straight A student girl was arrested one night by being with an older boy, and he was selling drugs. She knew nothing about it. Her parents, he was a doctor, and they were successful people. Her parents, she was thrown in jail for 2 weeks. In behind the scenes, and this story is in Journey Together, behind the scenes, they were working on finding a great lawyer. They were working on having someone argue. She didn't know anything about the sale of the drugs. The police verified that, and she's a first offender, and don't ruin her life, and let her go back to finish her senior year of high school, and God willing, go on with that. But her parents never came and visited her once in jail. She was in about 2 weeks. I was a young teacher. I heard about the thing. I heard her parents were not visiting her. I went in every day, almost every day, and brought her homework, sat down and talked to her about situations. Her parents were using gevura, restraint. They were very upset with their daughter. They were using gevura. But behind the scenes, they were showing incredible teferet, love, bonding, because they were going to get a good lawyer who was going to argue this successfully. But they were too upset with their daughter for these 2 weeks to do anything about it. So they were exhibiting tremendous gevura. I was young and wasn't married yet, wasn't even my own kids. I just thought they were, oh my gosh, how could parents not visit their kids in jail? But on the other hand, I now look back and I say how smart they were, because this girl, instead of being spoiled and are they bringing you food and you have the right food, and she's sitting in an orange jumpsuit. And it changed her life. She later it turned around. She finished university. She got married. She has children. She's a good mother. But I didn't understand at the time because I was 19. But they understood that they had to do something life transformative. So that's an example of gevura. And yet they were behind the scenes paying for the top lawyer who could argue successfully, and she was able to come back to my classroom. She graduated from high school. She ended up being able to go on with her life because of what her parents did. And she became a changed person instead of being a spoiled, rotten, rich girl who was making really bad decisions in her life. That's an example of modern day. Well, listen, I played a role of chesed, but let me tell you something. I never forgot this lesson myself, and when I became a parent later, mamish, I never forgot the lesson. So there might be examples like, I give examples in the book about decisions Noach made or Avraham made, tremendous, just examples that will help inspire, hopefully. I hope that answered your question. You're welcome. Thank you all.